Support for this public radio podcast is provided by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org. And by Constellation Energy, a global provider of fuels, power, and energy services, committed to environmentally sound, energy-efficient, and sustainable energy solutions. Constellation Energy, the way energy works.
For every action, reaction.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We've seen how the Fed and other powers have reacted to Wall Street's problems, but the government doesn't want to be in that position ever again. So today, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson will unveil a 200-page plan to regulate the financial industry. It would be the biggest overhaul since the Great Depression. The Fed would have new authority to look into the books of financial institutions. Paulson is calling for a new agency to oversee the banks and credit unions. This plan, of course, would need approval from Congress. Some members of Congress are working on their own competing plans. Congress has been on spring break, but gets back to work today. Regulating the mortgage industry is another top priority. John Dimsdale has more on that.
One congressional proposal would recreate the government-run Homeowners Loan Corporation from the 1930s. The idea is to have a government agency buy and service troubled mortgages temporarily. One co-sponsor, Illinois Republican Mark Kirk, says there's an initial cost, but in the 1930s, the corporation ultimately made money.
It earned a profit by providing a steady source of finance. And then when the economy improved, it sold houses and mortgages in a rising market, recouping its losses without seeing 1.8 million Americans thrown out of their homes.
Other lawmakers propose forcing mortgage lenders to refinance bad loans with more affordable interest rates backed by federal insurance to guarantee the new loans. There will be several hearings to consider housing remedies later this week, with Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke offering his input before the Joint Economic Committee on Wednesday. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
In Asia today, the stock markets wrapped up their worst quarter in more than 5 years. In Japan, the Nikkei fell 2.3%. Hong Kong shares finished almost 2% lower. The European markets are down a fraction so far. Wall Street was split last week. The blue chips lost about 1%, but tech stocks finished the week with minor gains. The Dow begins at 12,216. The NASDAQ is at 2261.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Alan Sloan has a special report in the new issue of Fortune magazine. It has the cheery title, On the Brink of Disaster. He breaks down everything that's happened to the Fed and on Wall Street recently. Alan, let's start with the Fed. Why haven't we seen much of an effect from all those interest rate cuts?
Because the problem we have in the economy now is not the normal thing where the economy goes sour and then the financial markets follow. What happened here is the financial markets went sour and they're dragging down the economy. Mm-hmm. And the problem in the financial markets is not interest rates. It's that the big players, or many of the big players, are afraid that they don't want to lend to anybody. They're scared. They need capital. And the Fed cutting the rates it cuts doesn't cure fear or loathing or lack of capital.
But it does affect investments like, say, treasury bills, money market funds, CDs. I mean, the interest rates on those have all dropped a lot. So we're picking up the tab in that sense as well as the bailout sense.
Well, that's true, but you have to think of it, and I'm saying this with a smile, not to be mean, it's collateral damage. The Fed is deathly afraid of the possibility of worldwide financial meltdowns. There are certain eerie similarities between what's happening now and what happened in 1929. And Ben Bernanke, who's the head of the Fed, was an academic who for years studied the Great Depression. And, you know, I think somewhere in his neurons he's made a decision saying the names Bernanke and Depression will never be linked. And he's being extremely aggressive and doing what he can to deal with this. As you know, I'm generally optimistic about life, and I think we'll get through this, but you don't have to be Bernanke to be worried.
Yeah, obviously, and a lot of people are worried, but what is one to do?
Well, what you're supposed to do is the thing we talk about all the time, which is live beneath your means. You got to become, you got to remember what it is you're trying to do, and you have to try very, very hard in this market not to be vulnerable.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.
This is the Morning Report for Monday, March 31st on Marketplace.org. This week, Sin City becomes Cell City. Las Vegas hosts the annual conference of the mobile phone industry. More now from Lisa Napoli.
The show hasn't even started, and the announcements have already begun. AT&T says it'll launch its mobile TV service in May. Sprint reportedly will join with Comcast and Time Warner to launch a nationwide wireless carrier. Seamus McAteer is a wireless industry analyst. He says all this is further proof that in the mobile phone business, phone calls are old news.
It's going to be all about data. It'll be all about devices. Devices drive consumption.
And getting you to consume more using your phone is what the industry's all about. That's why McAteer says Vegas will be swarming with marketers looking for ways to sell to you on the phone. Wireless expert Glenn Fleischman says people are placing their bets on what might steal the show, and the odds are on Google and its long-anticipated Project Android.
Google's got its own cell platform with about 36 other companies that are involved, and they're going to show what it might do, even though it's not really ready to ship.
Like a lot of what will be unveiled this week at CTIA, Google's Android won't be ready until later this year. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
In New York City, a new ordinance was supposed to take effect today. Certain restaurants were going to be required to publish calorie counts on their menus, but health officials have delayed implementation of this. Amy Scott explains.
The New York City Health Department has postponed the calorie requirement until April 15th. That gives a federal judge time to decide whether the new rule is legal. The New York State Restaurant Association sued in January, saying the requirement violates free speech laws. The new rule only applies to chain restaurants, but the restaurant lobby's Chuck.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.